All right. It's a good morning to you. Welcome to Tech. And today we are going to look at, you know, technology in the humanitarian, you know, technology solving humanitarian crisis and issues. You know, technology is able to solve or to rush, you know, helping people to rush aid that is needed in terms of natural disasters. And we are going to look at that seven technologies, and I'm going to add, you know, three more that are neglected, because many people are only looking at the modern technologies, but we forget about the technologies that we have been having before we got to drones. So we have been having other technologies that are actually forgotten, and they are no longer mentioned when it comes to technology, you know, the type of technology that are used as far as humanitarian aid is concerned. Now, of course, you have been following the Ukraine-Russia situation when, you know, we know that millions of people have been displaced. Some are internally displaced, and some are, you know, some fled to at least Poland. And around 5 million people that are in 5 million Ukrainians that are around the world. And the establishment of refugee camps in Poland, Slovakia, and a lot of countries, Hungary. You know, you name all this, the Western Europe, as far as the refugees could go. So when it comes to the dispatching, the process of dispatching aid to the needed to people who need assistance, things have been made easy thanks to technology. And also, if you have been following news right now, the Sindh province of Pakistan has been hit by flooding that has seen 1,000 people dead. And before that, there was, you know, there were flooding in northern India and also flooding in Bangladesh, in Nepal. There were also earthquake. There was an earthquake in Afghanistan, and the list goes on. And also humanitarian, you know, aid that is given to, you know, Ethiopia, given into the Tigray area, humanitarian aid that is dispatched to Somalia, humanitarian aid that are dispatched to Yemen amidst the war. Of course, there is a ceasefire now. And the list goes on. Now, if we have to go to, because we have been celebrating, you know, the Heroes Day last Friday. Now, if I take you to history, if we go back to history in the 70s, you know how humanitarian aid used to reach refugees. We start there. So humanitarian used to reach refugees by trucks. You know, that's the only technology, vehicle. You know, vehicle technology used to reach, you know, by train or by trucks in the 70s, in the 60s, in the 40s, in the 30s, when during the World War, and after the World War, when people were still in refugee camps, United Nations aid agencies used to dispatch, assistance using road. And air, of course, air became, planes and helicopters became very vital, you know, very vital tools. But let us not forget launches and boats and ferries, you know, or pontoons. Let's not forget that. They also helped. So this technology has evolved in many years. And today we have 7 newer technologies that are being used. You know, we have planes, and then we had helicopters, then we had trains, but trains were limited to, you know, where they are, rail, where there are rail networks. So wherever there is no rail network, trucks assisted, you know, to reach remote areas. For example, during the 1990s when we were small, we saw, you know, trucks, big trucks coming to our villages, remote areas, you know, with drought relief programs. I mean, with drought relief aid. You know, big trucks, 2-3 trucks, you know, following each other, and people are standing in the line. I remember, you know, people standing in the line, and somebody comes in to say, "No, your household has 2 people working, so you don't qualify for aid." And I remember, you know, somebody coming in to say, "No, this aid is for everyone in the village," and almost a scuffle, you know. Almost a fight. And as a child, I was there, and I was just, you know, listening to the exchange. So trucks are part of this technology, and trucks have played a very, very, very vital role in the dispatching process of aid, especially reaching to remote areas. And trucks, most of them traveled in rough roads. Of course, 4x4 trucks, because in our village, for example, those days, hey, it is like Okongo, if you know what Okongo used to be. If you know what Okongo used to be, even Enana at some point, because there used to be, you know, sand. You have to travel in, you know, very deep sand, and you only needed maybe even certain trucks will be stuck in the sand. You need another truck to come and pull it out. So you only needed 4x4, you know, vehicles to access such remote areas. Sometimes airlifting, helicopters come through when they are flooding and when the roads are cut off by water and it's inaccessible, so people can reach those areas using helicopters especially, and using boats. Our own traditional technology that we used for transport. We used what we call a sledge. We had sledges, something that is entirely made of, you know, wood. It's a wooden thing where they put a mat made of reeds, where people can sit, and then it is, you hook the ox or oxen on it, and then it is pulled by oxen. That's a transport. So a sledge is used to actually transport, because a truck can only, you know, And at the center, at the designated center, so people come with their canoes. people come with their canoes. For example, those days when people used to receive relief, it's not like today when you only receive one bag of maize meal and a tin of a fish. Those days used to be serious. People received like 12 bags of maize meal, like normal maize meal, and another 6, or sometimes they used to receive 12 bags. So it's contained consisting of 6 bags of maize meal, this normal maize meal, and then another 6 of it's maize meal, but it is mixed with sugar, salt, and milk. It is made for children, like a breakfast something. I don't know really how to call it. And then a pack of 24 or a pack of maybe 6 gallons of cooking oil. This big tin type of, you know, containers of cooking oil. That is made of 1 gallon each. So you receive 6 of them. It was now changed to a 24 pack of cooking oil. And then a pack of 24 tin fish. And of course, 6 to 8 packets of beans. Those nice big one beans. And then, yeah, at some point people even used to receive the sardine fish. I remember when people received food from the Persian Gulf through the United Nations program. So, yeah, trucks come out at a designated center, and from there, you have to get your means, or to get, when you receive your food, you have to see how to transport, and there were no cars. So I remember us, me and my brother, hooking up 2 oxen. With a canoe and going to the center to go and receive my grandmother's relief thing. So, and we ended up helping, you know, other people who could not have, you know, transport. We ended up helping them. And of course, with the village, everything belongs to, you know, when you have oxen, you help others. So we ended up, because my father and my parents could not qualify, so we ended up receiving that 1 or 2 things from the people that we assisted. Now, the main important issue here is to understand where technology is coming from as far as aid is concerned, dispatching aid that is needed in either it's drought relief or flood relief or humanitarian relief of any kind. So trucks come from Windhoek into, you know, Katima, and from Katima to various areas. And of course, when you receive your food, you get a sledge. If you have a sledge, you put your oxen in. That's the technology of the time. You know, you must be into the sledge. I've been in the sledge, you know, making sure that nothing falls. While my brother is at the, you know, he's the one leading the oxen the way. So at least 1 kilometer or 2 travel to and fro from to take the food. Or sometimes, for safety purposes, if we use the canoe, because the canoe is more, you know, safer than a sledge, we use a canoe. And some people in the north, especially, They had the technology of making a cart, like a donkey cart. They make something, they put the wheels on, they maybe a broken car, or they scrap a broken car, they take the out, they take the back, car, this back, boot, the back side, and then they put wheels, and then they are able to put, to hook on the donkeys, maybe one or two donkeys, depending on the size of the cart, and then they're able to fetch water or, you know, transport. So the world has since changed. We now have trucks. Of course, trucks have come a long way. And the 4x4 cars, they have helped. And sledges and canoes, boats and launches, aircraft, they come in where the trucks cannot reach. Now you have to have pontoons or launches and boats, and the boats and launches, they can carry just as much, a limited load, because otherwise the boat will sink. So helicopters too, they lift the airlift some relief when the floods. I remember there was a year when, you know, our area was cut off completely by water. So, and there was no means of transport except canoes and except boats. And the boats were not really common. So, but helicopters were used to dispatch relief to the affected community. So, helicopters. So today we are now going to look at the 7 other technologies, the newer technologies that have come through over this generation, that also can be used to dispatch, you know, aid to communities that are affected either by whether by, you know, earthquakes or whether by droughts or floods, war, like what is going on in Ukraine. We are going to look at this after a break that is coming out. There is a break coming up now. Just a minute and a half. Maybe while we are waiting for the to go on a short break, we can look at the issue of application. Applications are very important, and they have also, you know, created some safety in the processing of, especially, you know, the processes of ordering certain items. So applications, people created apps, and we are going to look at the application that has been created to aid the Ukrainian refugees refugee agencies and volunteers that are on the ground.
Oyo mnangeshefa nohara kushivifa oma kuroyo kupitira mohorike radio station ayo Eagle FM enyamukuru olongaha ninge kwatafano na Monica kushikondosha ipindi konorahita tuimwe heali imwe ne heali imwe imwe nohamano. That is 0817147116 mamberewa konorahita tu natu mbali oheta tu vatatu ne nola no natu ninge tumo emaila monica@eaglefm.com.na opo umone oshijemo shiri nawa.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Vasco Sartuto Zepahami, Iriva International University of Management, IUM. Bamilem Sakuri, Ringorisa Zasimose Statama, Sa 2023, Rikwaluzui, Matuto Zepahami Zechualeka, Education, Health and Social Sciences, Information and Communication Technology, strategic management and leadership, tourism, hospitality and event management, business administration, environmental studies, and postgraduate studies. Hamubata kuzivari tabaka wafera kabutungi. Mukwaruleri kepela, www.ium.edu.na. Kapa, mupotele liwefisi zerivu kaofi, mamre nengi wa winduk, tokapo yankure nkuru. Ongwe ndiva, ni wa this day. Kapa, mulize ze nombolo ye tatama, 061-433-6000. Hamzule piri, mukete hande, nukuzula piri niba IUM.
All right, it's exactly 30 minutes past 11, and we continue. I will open my lines very soon. So applications gives you, you know, they line up different supplies or suppliers, and they give a volunteer on the ground to connect with different suppliers. Maybe, for example, medical assistance or aid or medical packages or food packages, food parcels or clothing. So you have, through an application, access to volunteers who are able to give, you know, they who are able to donate. So, and you no longer need to process physical documents. You just go to an application and fill up the form and submit. So it's just easy, you know. And one just gets to the application and, you know, submit, you know. And then that application, through that application, shipping can be processed and the people can receive aid on time. Now let's get to the other technologies. Number one, internet is very important. Internet is very important because it makes you, it is the one that, you know, enhances the possibilities of easy processing of you know, easy access to the process. Let me just get here. Okay. So the very important technology today, as far as aid relief is concerned, or relief aid is concerned, is innovation in internet connectivity. When people are able to innovate and bring up or come up with a free, I mean, with a powerful, cheaper, and easy or easily accessible internet connectivity systems and or internet service, internet services, it helps volunteers on the ground, you know, to have access to various other assistances that is available to, you know, to assist in the processes, whether of is accessing supply or, you know, any other safety assistance as far as refugees are concerned. So the United Nations Human Rights Council declared internet in 2016 as a human right. So it's no longer a luxury for somebody to have Wi-Fi. It's a human right. It's a basic need. So it's no longer luxurious for somebody to have data. It's not a luxury. It's not a privilege. It is a right. So it has become a right as declared by the United Nations Human Rights Council, the UNHCR. So they have decided, decided to declare in 2016 that internet is a human right. It's no longer a privilege. It's no longer a luxury. It's not a want. It has become part of a need. So just like you have electricity connected into your flat and water connected into your flat, internet should also be connected that way. It is very crucial not only for volunteers on the ground as far as refugee camps are concerned, but also for people in the refugee camps, refugees themselves. They need internet connectivities to be able to connect with their loved ones and, you know, to assure them of their safety and, you know, security wherever they are. So, now there is, of course, a partnership between Cisco and other organizations so that they are having a project to dispatch Wi-Fi connectivity in refugee camps in Italy and other areas where Ukrainian refugees have been displaced. Now, I am not a pro-Russian or an anti-Ukrainian or anti-American, but I feel that, you know, this Ukraine issue is more, you know, has received more attention, better than, you know, refugees elsewhere. We have refugees that are displaced in Syria, in Afghanistan, in Iraq, in Yemen, especially. Yemen is one of the war-torn countries which has the worst humanitarian crisis ever in the world. But the attention that the international community is giving to Ukraine is so far very special. You know, is so far very, very special. And this, of course, exposes the world, you know, that the world is having some double standard when it comes as far as the approach to humanitarian aid is concerned. Now, if you look at the swiftness that the Western world took to attend to the Ukrainians versus the flooding that took place in Pakistan, for example, and the earthquake that hit Afghanistan 2 months ago, you will see that there is a little bit of reluctance to, you know, from many countries to assist, you know, especially the Afghanistan issue. Of course, the Asian countries, the Chinese, the Russians, the Iranians, have really done their best, and the Turkish, to assist. But when it comes to, you know, the Western world, a little was done. We leave that one there. The second technology is digital identity. There is over 1 billion people who are not known, who don't know who they are, who don't have an identity. And that's why the ID 2020 was born, to make sure that every human being on earth has an identity. And this can only be possible when identity system, identification system is digitized. So when you have a digital ID, a rocket can hit your house and burn all your documents and everything, but you can still, your documents can still be accessible digitally. So there will be no, the process of processing documents on the border will be very, you know, quick, will be very smooth, because everything is digital. You know, when you are entering, when you are fleeing from one border to the other, somebody just need to log in and they get all your details and then you proceed. So that's very important. It helps, it makes refugees' issues processed quickly, and it makes the assistance come faster so that the refugees arrive to safety immediately. So this is the estimation of the World Bank that says that over 1 billion people do not have identity, do not have identity documents. You just need to put your fingerprint there and everything appears. Your vaccination card, your medical history, your education certification, your birth certificate, ID, and everything appears just at your fingerprint, just by putting your fingerprint on a machine. So that makes the process faster. I know that ID 2020 has suffered a lot of, speculations as far as microchip implantation systems are concerned during the 2020 era. So, but it is one of those organizations that have come up with a system of biometric identification system. Then we all talk about distributed ledger technology. This is a system where data is distributed across all boards, across all systems, so that we have an open source where data is accessible, making it easier for people to be able to, for every device to be able to access data about you. So this is a system where data is shared. The collection of data that is synchronized and shared upon multiple digital locations. So somebody from America must be able to, if they log in, they must be able to get my systems and process it from there. So if I go to America, I need no worries. Then number four, we have the improved data analytics. We have data sources and softwares that are becoming more sophisticated. And of course, when it comes to the processing of assisting refugees, this can be very important, and the process can be easy because data is available and somebody is able to compare and, analyze this data and come up with solutions real quickly to assist the refugees on the ground. But these are complex systems that need, people who are on the ground, who are knowledgeable with data, to be able to analyze it and be able to, come up with solutions based on the data that is available. So that's, those are the four so far that we are looking at. And the five, we have virtual reality. Virtual reality, especially in refugee camps for children that have maybe seen traumatic war events, can be assisted through virtual reality by, providing them with short videos that are, that are having, positive content to help them, forget. And also virtual reality can assist, refugees can have, psychology, psychiatric assistance through virtual reality. International counselors can be, can assist to help, rehabilitate either prisoners of war or refugees themselves, because most of them have fled the war front and they've seen one or two traumatic war events. So, and the children who are growing up, seeing or witnessing events of war, they are faced by one or two disorders. And, you know, positive content, you know, positive virtual content can help these children recover faster from these traumatic disorders. This can only be done if it is done early enough. Children can recover faster. Number six, we have drones and drone applications. Of course, drones are one of the technologies that are latest that have replaced helicopters and planes, because helicopters will need a larger space to land, but certain areas might be congested, so and only drones can be able to access such areas. Of course, drones have a challenge of, they only can carry up to a certain amount of, a package or parcels, but they can be an ideal assistance or technology to assist in dispatching aid to affected communities. Number seven, we have 3D printing. That's one of the latest complex technology where, in 2020 we have seen face shields and masks being 3D printed. And now we are headed to food that is going to be 3D printed, in enhancing the fast delivery of aid to affected communities. So until then, this technology is yet but complex. But once it is, people can even 3D print desks and other, they can also manufacture quick manufacturing of wheelchairs, walkers, and other assistive equipment to people who are injured in refugee camps where there is a makeshift health center. So if 3D printers are installed in such areas, certain assistive equipments can be manufactured in a short period of time. So those are the seven, technologies that are used to, latest technologies used to assist when it comes to the dispatching of aid to refugee camps. So after a short break, we will come back and maybe I can have one or two calls coming in, and we have a conversation if you have something to say about this type of technologies and how you think it will, in the long run, assist, assist in terms of, drought, or whether it's drought relief or any other, aid, in the world. So let's go for a short break, then we'll come back and continue.
Friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Hello Namibia. Enderapa manatse muyuni walela pe. Lela pe onkaro ompu woma futiro no kuthitha ngoka haguningwa pamkaro gongondi hoka tovuru okutuminako omatumaraka goe agehe na ngoka gopaipindi notaga dhanwa no kutuwa mombepo ethimbo ojo tuunjoka. Otovuru okuningashike ko lela pe. Otovuru okutura omatumaraka goe mombepo tarongisa oka epa ko Eagle FM nenge ka imba nenge hoka ka lela pe nenge uture moshifo sho The Villager ni kwao ya gwedhapo. Otovuru okuninga omafutiro goe. Otovuru ishe okuturako omatumaraka goe vinima ya yoroka. Ngashi omatumaraka gorukozi, omatumaraka gomafio, omatumaraka gomaharero ya mbeko gomavaro, no matumaraka gokwarukehe ngoka wahara utseithire oshiwana ashikesho monamibia okuza warapo doranda tu mithiringa itano metumaraka kehe. Lela pei oharongo ngini. Konga oka epa ko lela pei ko Play Store nenge ko App Store eto katura kakarekeri mongo dioe. Paturura o akauntae oshari eto turamo omaothemba goe. Inda ko kanjato koe kimariwa eto turako oshimariwa to udhitha shoka topurwa uudhithe. Shampa wa mana okuturamo omaothemba goe hogora kucha wahara okurungitha ehangano nenge ovendaini o Eagle FM nenge o The Villager. Ronge kitha etumaraka joe eto sindi mpoka kwa shangwa send utume. Shamba watumu etumaraka joe otari turu wako Eagle FM, imba, lela pei, nenge kwa The Villager. Ouna ishwe ompito yokuturako irongwa moyoe yoko make. Tumina inimawe kwa digital etomalaite.com notai urikwa menderero. Opo ukare waguza kwa karandithi, tudengera nena kono raketa tuimwe mbari nora ndatongoi hamano ndatu ndatu nenge kono raketa tuimwe ndatu mbari hetatu 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 ne no nora yeriari. Lela pe yimo nena nena tai adhika ko App Store no ko Google Play Store.
Right, we come back, so 7 minutes to the hour of 12 o'clock, and maybe I can take one or two or three calls. The number in studio is 083-288-401. That's the number in studio if you want to be part of the conversation. We are talking about, you know, technology, appreciating technology, you know, that has become a game changer as far as the facilitation of aid is concerned. When it comes to, you know, attending to refugee crisis or, you know, natural disasters. And I've also given you a history of how we used to do things here in Namibia in various areas, you know, when it comes to, you know, drought relief issues that we use. In some areas, people use donkey carts. In some areas, people use, you know, they use trucks.
A minute is enough. Good afternoon.
Yes, good afternoon.
Yeah, I'm also questioning the strategy that the UN system is using. I really appreciate where they are there, but in most cases, they are also failing to seriously attend to this refugee crisis. So, you can imagine
which refugee crisis, Uncle Bon?
There are also people who are displaced from countries like Rwanda, Congo, DRC, and even those ones that you have mentioned, like Afghanistan and all this, Iraq and everything.
No, so look, UN, actually the UN, we have to remove them out of this, because the UN agencies, they are everywhere in the world.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
Right.
So the problem is individual countries that sometimes don't come forth. There was a time when the UN was raising money for Somalia, and they could not receive much money. But,
okay.
Yes, Western countries could come up with $60 billion to support weapons to Ukraine.
True.
So that's not a UN problem. It's a member country problem, because they are the priorities.
When you look at the UN Security Council, And that is the argument of the, even of this, what is it, even the argument of the, even the Russia and the Chinese and things like that. So I see the UN is, they are blaming all those oil and gas companies for all those, what is, for what exactly is happening. And then it's, of course, it's the, I know how the way is coming from. But in terms of integrating the refugees into the mainstream, for example, you know, when we handled Oxire in our own case here, we had to make sure that we integrate those people within the mainstream of the economy, within the society, but you still have people who are displaced around there. It is the that of the country, individual country has to be blamed, but the task of the UN, it's upon these things. That's why they're saying let the UN, some of those three institutions be reformed. Thank you very much.
All right. Yeah, you know, the UN, on this note here, I think they have a lot of vindication because they are everywhere. But it's individual countries that have priorities, which they have a choice in terms of what is a priority to them. Example, the UN only needed $2 billion or $3 billion US dollars for Somalia, but they couldn't get the money. I think they only got around 800 million, if I'm not mistaken. But the British, the French, the Germans, the Americans could come up with 60 billion for weapons in Ukraine. Not even, that's excluding, you know, humanitarian aid that they are giving to the refugees. So it's individual countries that have priorities that are different. All right. So that's, of course, Uncle Banner's contribution. The last, I can accommodate one more before I sign out. Oh, I no longer have time. So I no longer have time here. So let me just say, you know, yes, technology is a game changer in various sectors. There is no sector which technology cannot, you know, intervene and solve. It's up to us to discover the type of technologies and, you know, according to how much we can afford as a country, on our own individual, basis, and also allow innovators to innovate solutions that are only, you know, prime to us. So having, of course, said this, from me, it is a goodbye, and we are going to meet again tomorrow, same time and same frequency. Stay tuned for the rest of the programs that will follow the hereafter.
Being circumcised keeps it clean and reduces a man's risk of getting sexually transmitted infections, including HIV. It's safe and it's free. Man up. Get the smart cut. To book for a free circumcision or to find out more, WhatsApp 081-309-2729 or visit us on Facebook at VMMC Namibia.
Gusa et tokoro lyouhunga. Lipopera nyamoge, popera wakweni. Ninka wakurugane yowamba. Wakurugane yowamba. Wakurugane yowamba, oweno urugansi sungumi. Moktura mwe hundiro yowamba zuma okoko, dimo gwana kuma pukuru gomanzi. Tumako WhatsApp kwa numero zoe utantantatu zime, ntatu utantane, mbali ntambali, mbali ntane. Ndidingura kwa Facebook kwa VMMC Namibia.
Ushua kokusha oshikwiri rimba oshina hepero momunyo vyetu peva peyuva. Monao, po Global Parts, tunova ungure ovapuike, odhonongo, nova harupu okukuvatera. Tunovitenda peke peke vyo vikwiri rimba okudhako Volkswagen, Mercedes-Benz, Audi, BMW, nui natua weather ovitenda vyo Toyota. wedhako omana omanene shimuna omaile no topra tuvada pomura rimbui o Naismith mo Southern Industrial Area po Global Parts tukupa onji viro othemba ohunga no vitenda vyo vitore. Global Parts, global reach for best local advice and prices.
Titanium, the perfect fit between platinum and silver, complementing our existing benefit options. We always offer a comprehensive healthcare experience. NHP, the premier member-centric medical aid fund. Visit NHP today at nhp.com.na. NHP, we're about you.